Hello, my name is Algird Sunskis. My wife and I live in Lanesboro, Massachusetts. When I heard the president's statement that we ought to let it die and start over, I was immediately brought back to World War II and the Battle of the Bulge and the men of the airborne who were trapped there. Well, we didn't leave them there to die and start over. And then, of course, I was thinking of the men trapped at the Chosin Reservoir in Korea. We didn't leave them there to start over again. And especially my comrades at Firebase 6 in Vietnam. We didn't leave them there to start all over. Leaving them, letting it die, is not the American thing to do.
Hi, this is Gwen Siegel from Saugerties, New York. And I just wanted to thank you guys for having Bob Berman on the air regularly. He is great.
Dr. Thomas Barkley, Saratoga Springs, New York. Dr. Herb London's recent editorial is a lot of flap-trap and bunk. If anyone talks down America, it is Mr. Trump. If anyone has withdrawn from the world stage, it is Mr. Trump and his pledges to take care of America first and his statement that he is a leader only of the American people and not of the world. When he throws Obama under the bus in pursuit of these spurious claims of America's failed stature in the world, he is trying to vilify the one person who did provide us with dignity and leadership.
I just heard a commentary on the new Nike Pro hijab, and I just wanted to say that I really appreciated that commentary. Representative of the kind of country that I want to live in, that's welcoming to everyone, whatever their faith is, whatever their clothing preferences are. And I've often thought about some of the laws where they say that someone can't wear a hijab if they want to, or whatever religious covering they might want to wear. And I thought, what if the shoe was on the other foot? What if someone decided to legislate that nobody is allowed to wear pants and that everyone now needs to wear a skirt?